Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, as well as to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Hello to Steve in Thailand. Hello to Maria in Germany. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're also on Parler as at the Captain's America. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. So there you have all the different ways to follow us. Now, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and hello to you, and welcome back.
Good morning.
Now, we talked about this during the break, and I'm just going to throw it out there quickly. The DOJ is now mulling charges against a convicted ex-Minneapolis cop, Derek Chauvin, for a 2017 incident when he apparently roughhoused a teenager.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is that insult to injury, that sort of thing going on here?
Yeah, I think it's more of a gesture than anything else. They're trying to build cases for consent decrees, number one. And I also believe that, because the man's white, is yet another reason. So I think it is more of a constant refrain than really anything else.
All righty. And George, the Godfather, saying good morning. So good morning back to George.
Morning.
There you go. All right. And he's up early, as always. Now, seriously, Caitlyn Jenner in California. I'm chuckling, but maybe I shouldn't be. Because nobody should really dismiss her chances, I guess she's a she right now, I guess, at becoming the California governor because of her celebrity status, name recognition, and the LGBTQ community, which apparently is behind her.
Well, I think there's a good bit of wealth there as well. But any other Republican that decides to step in would necessarily split the ticket, split the vote. So, I don't think that there's really so much as a chance of this except to split the vote. But, you've already got Governor Newsom out there, making fun of this whole thing. So...
Is our buddy going to run for governor, Tom Del Picaro?
He's pondering. I'm not sure of that, though. You have one person that is on the short list that would possibly run, and I think would do exceptionally well, and that's Rick Grinnell.
Yeah, I agree. Uh-huh.
So that's a big one to go up against.
Okay, well, you know, there seems to be a solution for the border crisis if you're listening to the Biden administration, and it's quite simply letting the migrants in, and I'll explain that. We have seen lately a parade of people coming across the border, and the people that seem to go to the top of the line all the time are the pregnant migrant women that are being brought across the border, obviously because they want to drop a bunch of anchor babies in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that should be part of the national discussion again.
Yep.
Because everybody assumes that a birth of a child in the United States by a foreigner is automatically a U.S. citizen. That's not true.
Correct.
But it, you know, there are so many things that are kind of baked into, you know, people's psyche that everybody thinks that's a true statement, and it's not. So, yeah, but somehow that's really been missed in all of this discussion.
Well, what is the procedure? Because it's not what people keep saying it is. There's a little quirk in there. What's that quirk that makes it so it's not automatic?
That the parent has to have some attachment.
Correct.
And I use that word because they may have a, you know, some kind of a permanent status, or they may have some kind of a permit, or, you know, some kind of, I don't want to use the word loyalty because I don't think there is some loyalty in a lot of these people, but, yeah, the baby itself can't be a U.S. citizen and then the mother not be.
Right. Right. Yeah, and that's the difference, and people don't understand it. I get that question asked me all the time. By the way, no surprise here, but police are having a problem trying to find new recruits in various places around the country, and according to one union president, they're facing an uphill battle. Don't know what the solution is, but we got to support our police, and on this program, we back the blue, don't we?
Yes, we do.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we go to break. And Kathy is going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
And away we go. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic if you got a sore back. Now, Moss Acura offers also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. Find them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
We have a question here from Eric in the chat room. And Eric says, who awarded the contract for the tour buses to ferry the migrants to all of the Catholic charities and now airports? That contract must have been let out ahead of time.
Office of Refugee Resettlement.
Okay.
Which is the part of the Department of Homeland Security, HHS. So, look, these you got these charities that, you know, watch government in a very close way, and they apply, and then, you know, they are granted these contracts. And they then stay on the list. I mean, the whole bus thing has been going on for quite some time. This isn't a new phenomenon. So that's where it comes from.
All righty. Now, I've got to read a severe weather statement here for the southern part of the United States to include the southeastern corner of Arkansas, southwestern corner of Arkansas, southeastern corner of Oklahoma, the eastern part, northeastern part of Texas, the I-20 corridor and I-10 corridor of I-10 in Louisiana, with the exception of New Orleans and in Mississippi, as well as Alabama and Georgia and now the panhandle of Florida. There is a severe weather statement that's been issued with the possibility of severe thunderstorms, some of which could contain tornadoes in them. You people in the area along I-10 all the way east, coming out of Texas all the way into the panhandle to near Tallahassee, you should have your weather radios on and or televisions in the event that something happens that you need to be warned and get out of the way immediately, or your phones or something. Something's got to be left down so you can be warned. Now, it's a little bit further up, and there's also flooding, very heavy flooding going on, especially in Louisiana along I-20, and we've had a number of reports of tornado touchdowns, but we haven't heard of any significant damage yet or injuries, but that could all change in a heartbeat. So keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, and please be safe. Please be safe. All right, here's another comment from Eric. Eric says, upon entering the United States, it's been reported that the government is capturing basic biometric data from the migrants. Basic biometric data does not include DNA testing of the children. So that means that the children might not be the children or who they're coming in with.
Well, yeah, under the Trump administration, they were taking that biometric information, including DNA testing. But under the Biden administration, they quit. And it's pretty well been determined that an awful lot of these migrants, if you will, or these that are these alleged family units are not family units at all. And I think that the Biden administration doesn't want to have that proven anymore. So, I mean, we're being fleeced here. I mean, any way you go, we're being fleeced in this whole matter. So, you know, Miss Kamala was in New Hampshire, I think, yesterday. Question is why? What's in New Hampshire that is more important than being at the border? Did she take any questions? No.
Nope. Nope. By the way, Eric, to answer your question about, so in essence, he says this is a revolving contract. Well, here's the way it works with transportation with the federal government, because I used to do that. You submit a bid. That's the bid. If they want to use you, they use you at the rate you submit. Bingo.
Okay.
Go ahead. Oh, I thought you were going to say something. All right. Mm-hmm. No, that's the way that works. And like I said, you know, if they wanted to use you, they knew what your rate was, and it's the same way with the bus companies. Did you hear the black woman that called into the Rush Limbaugh show to the guest host with a message for her community, America, police, and white people are not our problem. We are the problem.
Well, hat tip to her, but no, I did not hear it. I saw it go by me, but I did not hear it.
Yeah, got a lot of response, so... There you go. So that's all good, because she's acknowledging the problem that's there. And by the way, I'm going to mention this just once, but the ex-football player and a police officer, cop of the Tatum report, that gentleman pointed out the LeBron James hypocrisy, quote, living on a high horse in a multi-million dollar house surrounded by nothing but white people. He has no room to talk.
Yeah, I mean, these are the elites.
Yep.
I mean, so you got that hypocrisy. The same thing with, you know, those in Hollywood. I mean, it's like, you know, they have big names. They have big followers on social media. So they feel an obligation to, you know, carry these torches on these, you know, social justice issues. And then they end up looking like idiots. So that's where we are. I mean, I don't have any use for them, and I don't pay any attention to them. But, you know, there's an awful lot of people that do. You know, when people like us, when we listen and watch the news all day long, and then we try and find the truth in them and put things in context and go look for the full video that's not edited out, hello, CBS. You know, we get it. But these other people, they take things for face value. If it's posted on Facebook, hey, they believe it. You know, and or they just read a headline and they think they have the whole story, and they don't. So you can't unring a bell. And, you know, these people, you know, these corporate media and big tech, they're perfectly fine with sanitizing information.
Right. Now, Judicial Watch and Tom Fitton, of course, their director, has filed an ethics complaint against Maxine Waters over the incitement and jury intimidation recently. We talked about this off air, but for the listeners, you would hear this and you go, oh boy, because he's got it out in his weekly report. You think, oh boy, we're going to get something done. Not really. Not really.
Yeah, that's the sad part about it. I mean, I appreciate the efforts of Judicial Watch and what they're doing here. And in some cases, you know, you do these things just to have it on the record. And that's fine. But if you think that, you know, these people are going to punish their own, these Democrats are going to publish their own, they're not. That's just the facts. It's just not going to happen. And that's the sad commentary. They've got all kinds of reasons to, you know, punish. Let's not forget Ilhan Omar and her statements about the Israelis. Let's not forget Eric Swalwell, who's sitting, you know, in his little Chinese spy and sitting on the Intelligence Committee. Maxine Waters, I mean, it's just not going to happen.
The list goes on. Okay, here comes the music. We'll let you go. Have yourself a great weekend. Don't work too hard on the mountaintop, and I'll talk to you Monday morning. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that she writes, and then you'll know what she knows when she knows it. Founderscode.com, Denise Simon.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is joining the call for the release of police body cam video of the shooting death of a black man in Elizabeth City. The sheriff's office said Andrew Brown tried to run as deputies arrived with arrest warrants at his home. Witnesses say he tried to drive away when officers fired shots at him.
He was nonviolent. Anybody that knew him would tell you that. He didn't even carry a gun.
Officials say officers from other agencies were called because Brown has resisted arrest in the past. An investigation is underway. They're now calling for stronger actions after the killing of a black man in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Ex-officer Kim Potter supposedly mistook her handgun for her taser, but she fatally shot Dante Wright. She's being charged with second-degree manslaughter. Family attorney Thomas Bowers.
You're looking at modern-day lynchings that are caught on camera.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for the weekend edition with our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. And don't forget that you can give them a call, take the tour of one of their facilities, and get the first-hand scoop of what's going on there. We'll tell you all about that after they get a chance to tell you all about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you, to train you, to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, which is a tremendous career. And let me tell you something. Once you become a certified aviation maintenance tech, you will be able to work in any country anywhere in the world. All right? You talk about making money, the least of your problems. So, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at either the Concord, Massachusetts campus, which is right outside Boston, or the Clearwater, Florida campus, which is down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa Bay. They're across the bay in Clearwater. Now, by doing that, you'll have an opportunity to talk to a student or students, a college or a professor or more than one professor, teacher,
if you will, instructor. And you'll also have a chance to find out about the financial aid that's available for you. Now, if you're a veteran, you go through your GI Bill, either post 9/11 or pre 9/11. There is a difference. But you'll sign up for it that way, and there are benefits available, even though you might not think there are some, there are benefits available. And the civilians will have a civilian coordinator to go through to get just a standard college loan. So that's how all of that works. Now, to find out more about them online, the website is simply naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And again, the phone number to call to schedule a tour at one of their two campuses is 800-659-2080. Well, some serious news coming out of Afghanistan. General Frank McKenzie, USMC, said Afghanistan's military will most certainly collapse without some continued American support once all the U.S. troops are withdrawn. The top U.S. general for the Middle East told Congress this week that he also was very concerned about the Afghan government's ability to protect the U.S. embassy in Kabul. General Frank McKenzie is no slouch. He knows his stuff. And I would believe him, and I'd pay close attention to what he says. Because this is part of the problem in Afghanistan. We know this. I know this. Eric and Semmel knows this. Anybody that's been paying attention knows this. That the Afghan military, after all this time, still can't stand up to the challenge of the Taliban by themselves. They can't do it. Now, as the U.S. prepares to draw down the last 2,500 troops in Afghanistan, the head of Central Command said that there are no current plans in place to begin the same withdrawal in Iraq of the last 2,500 there. So the troops in Iraq are staying there for the time being. By the way, defense officials have briefed congressional committees on the use of mysterious weapons against American service members by Russia with directed energy attacks. Wow. Now, dozens of new female Marines completed the grueling final exercise required of recruits at boot camp this week, setting them up to become the first women in the service's history to graduate from the historically all-male Marine Corps recruit depot in San Diego, California. And kudos to them for getting through that. That's a tough course for anybody on any day. And the women getting through that, kudos to them for doing that. Now, the U.S. military has begun shipping equipment in Afghanistan out of the country and winding down contracts with local service providers ahead of the May 1st start of the final phase of its military pullout from Afghanistan. So that American dollar is going to be going away to a lot of those people that have been relying on that over there in Afghanistan. And after leaving Somalia, that's another country that we left, U.S. troops are now commuting to work from other nations. Now, since U.S. forces withdrew from Somalia earlier this year, they've been commuting to work via aircraft to help train Somali troops and for potential counter-terror missions. But without a ground presence there, there's limited intelligence understanding ahead of the actual being boots on the ground that they can do. Also, the Navy is going to test the potential for information warfare cells at the Maritime Operations Centers. We'll see how that works out. And the Army is optimizing electronic warfare equipment for the Indo-Pacific. Not to be outdone, artificial intelligence leaders say the DOD must be more transparent with their startups. We'll see how that goes. By the way, putting our nuclear bombers back on 24-hour alert may or may not be coming because one of our key generals said, it will exhaust the force. We'll see. They've been doing it for how many years? And suddenly it's going to exhaust the force? They must know something I don't. By the way, Biden will join the NATO leaders at the June 14th summit in Brussels. It was announced yesterday, U.S. President Joe Biden and other leaders of NATO, plan to discuss tense ties with Russia and China, the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, and the future of the 30-nation military alliance at that summit in Belgium on June the 14th. Now, the Pentagon is currently short $7.1 billion on what it needs to actually fly the F-35. The U.S. military is confronting a projected $7.1 billion shortfall in the cost of operating its F-35 jets during the years the fighter will be flying at maximum capacity compared with current long-range budget forecasts, according to the draft audit by Congress's watchdog agency. That's not good. We keep having these cost overruns. Not good at all. We'll see what happens down the road. Is they're going to have to make some adjustments. That plane is, even though it's as good as it is, it's very, very, very expensive to maintain right now. By the way, lawmakers and defense officials are jousting over the next generation ICBM plans, the war over developing a next generation intercontinental ballistic missile, whether it's vital to deter Russia or China, as conservatives say, or whether existing missiles can be overhauled for less, flared up at the U.S. Capitol as the discussion went back and forth. The House Armed Services Committee Chairman Adam Smith, Democrat of Washington, doubled down this week on his warning that White House dawdling on his budget submission to Congress will create a crisis. I'm sure it will. And the Vela Gulf, the Navy's Vela Gulf, the guided missile cruiser, is finally underway after enduring multiple technical issues that prevented it from deploying for months. Meanwhile, the Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group is currently in the Middle East. It could be extended their tour to help over the withdrawal of the U.S. and NATO forces from Afghanistan. It's being asked for anyway. We'll see how that works out. And it should be interesting to note that as we do start pulling our troops out, we're actually going to have, it looks like, a momentary surge of additional troops to see to it that our guys and gals get out safely. And that only makes sense. All right. We'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere, no how. Got one more set before I hop in a vehicle and point it north towards Brooksville. Be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha I'll take it away. And a reminder for everybody, I'll be up in Brooksville today from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Two Guys Gun Show at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. Looking forward to meeting a bunch of our fans and listeners up there, as we've got quite a good base up in there from my previous travels in the market, if you will. And I certainly appreciate seeing everybody, and come on out and say howdy, howdy. I'll have a bunch of stuff I'm giving out again, pens and keychains and little pads and that sort of thing. And, well, some of my show cards, too, and all that, so you know how to hear us and et cetera, et cetera. So go to the website, twoguysshows.com. If you want to take the concealed carry class, make sure you're in there. That's the way to do it. Don't just show up and say, well, I'm here to take the class, because you might not get in. They might be full. But twoguysshows.com, the website, twoguysshows.com, the website, the number two, by the way, twoguysshows.com. And don't forget, I will see you today up there in Brooksville. So, what to do? What to do? What to do? You know, we sit right here, and they're sticking it right in their face. And I know what they're doing. I know what the Democrats are doing. You see, they're going by the rules for radicals, Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, the Cloward Pivot strategy. On steroids, they are trying to overload the system to force changes that we, the conservatives and Americans in this country,
don't want. We don't want socialism. We don't want the changes. But they're trying to force this stuff, ram it down our throats so that we don't have any choice. And I get it. I understand it. I know why they're doing it. And I've told you before, but let me once again repeat these 13 little rules, because a lot of people have forgotten. Number one, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Power is derived from two main sources, money and people. Have-nots must build power from flesh and blood. Number two, never go outside the expertise of your people. It results in confusion, fear, and retreat. Feeling secure adds to the backbone of anyone. Number three, whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy. Look for ways to increase insecurity, anxiety, and uncertainty. Number four, make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. If the rule is that every letter gets a reply, send 30,000 letters. You can kill them with this because no one can possibly obey all of their own rules. Number five, ridicule is man's most potent weapon. There is no defense. It's irrational. It's infuriating. It also works as a key pressure point to force the enemy into concessions. Number six, a good tactic is one your people enjoy. They'll keep doing it without urging and come back to do more. They're doing their thing and will even suggest better ones. Number seven, a tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Don't become old news. Number eight, keep the pressure on. Never let up. That's what you're seeing day after day after day. Keep the pressure on. Never let up. Keep trying new things to keep the opposition off balance as the opposition masters one approach, hit them from the flank with something brand new. Number nine, the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. Imagination and ego can dream up many more consequences than any activist. Number 10, the major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure upon the opposition. If this unceasing pressure results in the reactions from the opposition that are essential for the success of the campaign, then you've succeeded. Number 11, if you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. Violence from the other side can win the public to your side because the public sympathizes with the underdog. Well, that's where the Democrats are losing it right there, because they're the violent ones. Number 12 is the price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. Never let the enemy score points because you're caught without a solution to the problem. And finally, and this is perhaps the most important one, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Like, the border? Cut off the support network. Isolate the target from sympathy. Go after people and not institutions. People hurt faster than institutions. And that's what you get, and that's what the lying's all about. All right, very quickly here, Eric and Seminole, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Excellent show again. You're talking about a little bit of a philosophy there regarding tactics and rules for radicals.
That's the plan.
That's basically the plan, and this is just my opinion, of course. I think people have become deaf to that just because it's not put in a more, people tend to put it not in a relative, like, in-your-face reality, and I'll mark it with this. You've been talking about
that's
China.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You understand, right? I mean, you understand where I'm going. I don't mean any disrespect or anything. I think it's kind of like what happens in the church. You know, the pastor or priest comes out, gives their homily or sermon, and people just become tone deaf to it because it's the same message without being put in a more modern, a different perspective. And here I'll put it like this: since talking about China and this, that, and the other, and the overwhelming of our border, etc. If you know thyself, you'll know the enemy. And comes from a treatise, Sun Tzu, Shinzi, some people say, back in, I think it was a 650, the military treatise of the art of war. And that used to be a required reading for all military officers, particularly ones that I know in the Marine Corps. I was part of the required reading list, if you will. And I think it's unfortunate that these required reading lists now have morphed into books on equity.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm just going to leave that right there. And as far as what's gone on, you know, in all, since 2001, the end of September 2001, it's sad that almost every region or every country we have had an initial footprint in, at least since that time frame, dare I say even October, November of 2001, we've reduced our footprint. Okay, I know personally 11 or 12 guys that aren't coming home. Uh-huh. Okay, they've come home with the American flag, and I'll leave it like this. With all those regions that we're pulling out of, who's moving into those regions except the People's Republic of China and the PLA?
Yep.
They're moving in with money. They're moving in with information warfare and information influence operations. And, you see where I'm going with that?
I got it.
Sir, take my call. Simplify.
All right. Thank you, Eric. And, by the way, George, to answer your question up there in Minnesota, I've not heard another word about the Indonesian submarine with the crew of 50 or so that's gone missing and has been missing for several days, except for the fact that they are about ready to run totally out of oxygen. It's believed that whatever happened to them has got them on the ocean floor in an area where they've yet to locate the submarine. Everybody and their uncles over there, including the United States Navy with their submersibles trying to help out, things are not looking good. Again, they've not located the submarine yet. They've been trying. They think they know where it went down or where they last were aware of where it was at. But that's all in the past tense. They're not sure. They haven't located anything yet. And it just doesn't look good for the crew of that submarine. So it is what it is, and that's what happens. The boys in the Run Silent, Run Deep service, they know they take a chance when they get out there, so it is what it is, and it's just a shame. But that's where we're at, George. Nothing yet about the Indonesian submarine. Have no idea what has transpired. So we'll find out when we find out, if we find out at all. It takes a while to locate these things. And apparently the water that it's in, if it went down to the bottom, it's down almost 2 miles. If that's the case, 9,600 feet or something like that, it was told. So that's not good. That's not good. And it is a bad situation, and hopefully they'll learn from this and something like this won't happen again. But really, really, really. And TJ, thank you for chiming in. TJ just chimed in, and he is in Salt Lake City. And he listens to the program, and he's working on the night shift over there at the Flying J. How about that? Flying J. So there you go. Now, I appreciate the fact that everybody has contributed to the show as much as they have this week, and we look forward to checking out the emails as we move along. But today, I'll be up in Brooksville at the Two Guys Gun Show, so come see me there if you're in the area at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. I'll be there from 9 to 2, and hopefully you guys can come on in and do what you need to do there. In the meantime, have yourself a great day. It's going to be another scorcher down here in Florida. God bless America. Stay safe in the bad weather up there. Keep your eyes on the sky.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.